Okay, today is Daf Nun, after the Sukkot break, and we are actually on Mem Ches Amud Beis, by the beginning of a new Perek, called Perek Rebbe Yishmael, named after Rebbe Yishmael, because this is the Jewish Perek. Even though the Perek has nothing to do with Rebbe Yishmael, it has to do with the Avodah Zarah. Rebbe Yishmael Omer, Rebbe Yishmael says like this, we're now discussing the actual Avodah Zarah called Markulis. Actually, a machlokes, what this Avodah Zarah is, so we'll say in 2 seconds. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Shlosh Avonim Zu B'Tzad Zu, 3 stones next to each other, that is Markulis. Okay? The Me'iri says that Markulis was a god that really was worshipping the earth, and worshipped the stones as a representative of the earth, because stones come from the earth. That's the Me'iri. The Torah Yisrael says that the Markulis was the god of the traveler. And the god was really set up. It was 2 stones next to each other and then 1 stone on top. Just a rough look of a person, like a snowman almost. 2 and then 1. That's Markulis, and they used to put it at the intersection always, and it was a god for the traveler. Now, they would throw stones at it. So it's a machlokes why they would throw stones at it. Some say that that was the way it was worshipped. Others say that it was a demonstration of making the idol bigger. They would throw a stone at it to add on to it, make it bigger, make it more impressive. So that's the Torah Yisrael's pshat. The Yad Ramah says, no, it's Stamagod, named after the town of Makkah, and that's how it got the name of Markulis, and he said, the Yad Ramah says it had something to do with shaving the beard, shaving your hair, and they would throw stones at it. If you find 3 stones next to Markulis, said Rabbi Shmo, those stones are also on them. Why? Because in summer, those stones were used for thrown at it. You didn't find them piled up like a Markulis, 2 and 1. They just stand on the floor, it's obvious these are also Markulis stones. Okay? Later in the daf, Tosos is going to ask that the Gemara said you're not allowed to mention any Avodah Zarah, any names in Avodah Zarah that are not mentioned in the Torah. That's an Isser. The Isser is Lo V'Shem Elokim Acherim Lo Tzazkiru. Back in the Mishnah, mentioned in the Torah, you're allowed to. Back in the Mishnah, mentioned Markulis. Have you mentioned Markulis? So Tosos said, that's the name of the idol. The name of the idol was, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu said anyway, was Kilu. And they changed it to Kulit, make fun of it, and Mar means the opposite. In other words, it's a joke. It's a way of belittling the Avodah Zarah. Anyway, Shtayim Mutarot. If you find 2 stones, that's Mutar. The Gemara will ask, it doesn't really make any sense why it should be Mutar. The Gemara is going to answer that question. The Chacham Omer, no, not 2 or 3. Shiniros Imo Asiros. If it appears that these idols are part of the Markulit, then Asiros. V'she'ein niros imo mutaros. And if it doesn't appear that they're part of it, if they're 100 yards away, it's not really part of the Markulis, right? Then they are Muslim. Okay? Now, says the Gemara like this. Fish or Rabbanan Kasavri, Ovdin, Shvarim, niros imo. I understand the Rabbanan makes sense, because they say like this. Ovdin, Shvarim. You'll worship pieces. The whole Markulis is pieces. The whole Markulis is broken pieces, different stones, different components. So the Rabbanan say like this, so near us emo, if the nearby, the ikla memar, minei nafal, it very makes a lot of sense to say it fell from here, asuros. Shein near us emo, mutero. That makes perfect sense. The Rabbanan make a lot of sense. If it's nearby, it's in summer yet, and if not, that. El Rabbi Shmuel, my kasava. What's Rabbi Shmuel shita? E kasava, e ovdin, lishvarin, if they worship broken pieces, then I feel tired in Amin Litzah. Then why should 2 altars should be up there? What's the difference? E ain't Ovdin L'Shvarim. And if they don't worship broken pieces, then I feel T'las Nami Lo. Then even 3 not. So what kind of numbers are these? What's going on here? According to Rabbi Shmuel Shita. So I'm Rabbi Tzitz Bayotev. Rabbi Tzitz Bayotev says like this. It's a very long answer. So we get to the pshat. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan's answer. Be a duash in Ishrumi Manu. If we know as a fact that these stones fell off the Markulis, or part of the Markulis, again, it starts off as 3 stones, but you can make it bigger. So if we know for sure pointed a video camera at this place, and we saw them fall. Divri Hakol Asur. Nobody argues on that. Everyone holds Asur. Why? Because it's part of the Avodah Zarah. Doesn't make a difference if it's 1, 2, or 100. Avafil Laman D'Armer Eiv D'Odel L'Shvar. Even if you hold, you don't, nobody will worship broken pieces. Hani Mili Avodah Kochav D'Lav Hainu Urche. That's only true about Avodah Zarah, that it's not normal to worship pieces. So when an idol breaks, you can have a legitimate machloket, whether a person, a guy, or even a Jew, will continue to worship the broken pieces. That's a legitimate machloket. Abul Hacha, but over here, the Meikar is devoured with debris. The whole thing is made up of broken pieces. Right? Hainu Orche, that's normal. Keep Ligi, what's the machloket? The machloket is Bistama. Stam, somewhat. Stam stone. I don't know where these stones came. Stam. And also, right? Bimekuravos Nami. They're very close next to the Makulas. The Mamash Amma away. Right? I think Rashi says it. Rashi says, go an Amma v'cheti Amma. They're an Amma or half an Amma away. They're right nearby. The Ikala Meimar, you could say, Minei Nafal. Right? Divri HaKol Asuros. Again, everybody agrees that's Asur. Keep Ligi. What's the Machlokes? Bimeruchakos. By far away. Okay? What's far away? I believe it's a machloket. Rashi says that far away means it's more than an amma away, but less than 4 amas away. That's the whole machloket. Right? That's the whole machloket. We didn't finish the explanation. But the Gemara now jumps in and asks, Bahad Betzad Markulis Katan. You just said that it's next to the Mishnah said it's next to the Markulis. Now you're telling me it's far away. So you're changing the Mishnah. The Gemara says, no. My bitzad, what does it mean next to? Bitzad arba amos didei. No, it's within 4 amos. It's within 4 amos. It's not very close. It's not a half an amma away. It's not an amma away. It's more than an amma, but less than 4. Okay? Now, Rabbi Shmuel Savar, Rabbi Shmuel holds like this. Osin markulis katan, bitzad markulis gadol. We would make a markulis katan next to a markulis gadol. Small miniature one, next to the big one. Again, a makulis has to have 3 stones, minimum. Therefore, you have 3, it's asur. If you have 2, it's not. Shalosh didamyin lemakulis asura. So if you have 3, it's asur. Shtayim mutaros. Shtayim is mutar. That's the shita of what? Because we say that they're too far away. So if we know that they're thrown, and there's certainly even if they're further away. We're going to have in the bottom of the daf two types of things that are asur. There's Avodah Zarah itself, which is asur, and then there's servicing an Avodah Zarah. It's also asur. But that already we have different, that's already different rules. Different rules. Between a service, servicing Avodah Zarah, it has to be something similar to the Beis Hamikdash. So we're going to get that in a few minutes. So if we don't know. If we know for sure, no shayla. We don't know. Says the Rishmal. You know why I picked 3? Because they make a little one next to it. Those are those 3 mitzvah. Therefore, it's awesome. 2? What are 2 doing there? Maybe we don't know. They're too far away to be thrown. Drabon and Savri. Enos and Markul has caught the mitzvah gadol. They never do that. They don't make a small one next to a big one. You know why? The Rabbi Yonah said because it looks like two women fighting with each other. It looks like competition. They don't do that. It's a machlok, I think it's a mitzias. Loshna shalosh, loshna shnayim. Doesn't make a difference if it's 2 or 3, because there's only 1 idol there. There's only 1 markulis. Doesn't make a difference. So therefore, neros imo asuros, and neros imo mutaros. Very, very simple. Exactly. Next, Amar Mar, we just said, that biyadua shenishru mimenu, if we know for sure that they fell off the Markulis, as I said before, they used to add on to the idol. So if I know for sure they fell off, how do I know? I have a witness, I have a video camera, whatever it is, I know for sure. Let's say they're marked. Maybe they made markings on them. And I saw the stone on the floor. I know this came from the idol. The Divya called Asura. Everyone holds Asura. Vermini, wait a minute. If a Bryce has said like this, Avonim Shinishu Minar Markulos, if stones fell off the Marfulis, Niros Imo Asuros, if it appears they're part of it, they're Osir, She'en Niros Imo Mutaros. And if not, not. Rabbi Shmuel Omar, Shalos Asuros, Shtayim Mutaros. It's a blatant stira. Right? Why did a blatant stira? Because our Mishnah said, we just said that if it for sure falls off, it's usher. Now we say, oh, it's a machloket, it's nira. Oh, my Rabbi, change that right. Lote ema shenishru. Don't say we know for sure they fell off. Ela ema sheninsu. No, no. The Brisa should have said that. They were found. Again, we don't know for sure. So if they were found, that's exactly our Mishnah. Then it's a machloket. Now, v'tzav Rabbi Shmuel shtayim butarot. What, Rabbi Shmuel holds two is mutter? What, Tanya? Rabbi Shmuel omer. Shtayim b'tfisa, shtayim two, b'tfisa lo asuros, right? Shtayim b'tfisa lo asuros, shalosh, if it's three, afilu miruchakos, even if it's far away, asuros, right? Again, it's akasha. Why? Because it seems to be from over here that even if they're far away, even Rabbi Shmuel would say they're osir. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kam b'tvisa achas, kam b'shtei tvisos. Ones with one grabbing, meaning within four amos, then it's osir. But if it's greater than that, then it would be mutter. Beheshi dami. How is it possible? De'ika gavoa beini beini. It's a little mound separating the second stone from the first stone. You can't get them in one grabbing, therefore they're mutter. If you can get them in one grabbing, they would be awesome. Okay, this really ends. This really ends the Gemara. Now, I just to recap. So Rabbi Yochanan said that the machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and the Chachamim was within four amos, right? Right. Within four amos of the idol, we don't know if they fell off the idol or not. If they fell off the idol, there's no issue. If they're thrown, there's no issue. We don't know. So four. Rabbi Shmuel held three is usher. Why is three usher? Because they would make a small one next to a big one. So therefore, three are usher. And according to the Chachamim, they would not do that. Therefore, we have to know for sure that they were part of the, if they appear to be part of the idol, usher, it's not, not. But if they're an amma next to it, everybody agrees they're usher, right? Because we were going to assume that they fell off it, right? Then Rava said, that's all true if there's no divider over there. But if there's no divider, then Rava said, even two would be usher, okay? Because that since they're within four amos, it appears that they're part of the same. And therefore, they're all awesome. You should just know that in this huge Tosfos, he completely has a different shot of way of learning. Completely has a different way of learning, complicated, nice and simple, according to Rashi. Okay? Now, the rest of the Dav is about a whole other topic. And on the basis about Chalamoy. Now, the Gemara says like this. Umarkulus ki hagavna mihavi. You have Markulus in such a situation. What does he mean? Listen to this. For Tanya, we have a bride that says like this. Elohein avne beis ki kulis. This is the avne beis ki kulis. This is what Tosfos says is right. That it was made up, name. That Markulus is a made up name. Achas mikan, biachas mikan. One stone next to another stone. Biachas al gabehen. And one on top of it. In other words, if you ever have stones that don't look like that and still be usher? Amar Rava, again, same answer. Kitanyahi, Ikar Makulis. We're talking about the Ikar Makulis is two stones next to each other, one stone on top. All the other formations that you see are just tuffle to Makulis, but they are still usher as Makulis. Yeah. Apparently. The article says that Makulis is a variation of the word mercury. And that's the name of one of the gods. Dayanai, I don't spend Why should I spend too much time on how the Torah works? I don't know how the Torah works. What? What? I should spend time with that. Why? It's representative. Be Yanai Malka Chara. The castle of Yanai was destroyed. V'asu v'avdu asu ov de kochavim. The Goyim came. Okimu be Markulis. They turned the castle into a Markulis of temple. Asu ov de kochavim achmini. Other people came. The lo balkul Markulis. They didn't worship Markulis. So shaklinu. They took the stones away. They don't need the stones. They don't worship the Markulis. They're sophisticated. V'chibu behen as v'chibu behen dark drachim. They start to talk. They made sidewalks out of it. They made sidewalks out of it. What are they going to do with these stones? They don't need it. So they made sidewalks out of it. So the shayla came up. Can you walk on the sidewalk? Can you walk on that sidewalk? Ikka Rabbanan Deparshi. There was some Rabbanan who would not walk on the sidewalk. They refused to walk on the sidewalk. Ikka Rabbanan Deparshi. Other Rabbanan would not. They wouldn't prevent themselves from walking on the sidewalk. In other words, they would walk on the sidewalk. Amr B'Yochanan. Right. So, right. What? No, we're gonna get to the reasons. Everyone's right. You can see the reasons. Machlokas here. Some did. Some didn't. So, Amar of Yochanan, Benon Shal Kedoshim. Binan Shal Kedoshim, the son of the Holy One, Mahalech Alehen, he walked on them. Vanan, their first man, well, we can't walk on them. Man Nihu, Binan Shal Kedoshim, who is the son of the Holy One? So, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Shimai, that this is the Tana. Amai Karelahu, Binan Shal Kedoshim, why was he called the son of the Holy One? Dafilu, Bitsura, Dezuza, Lo Mestakel. He wouldn't even look at the image on a coin. He wouldn't even look at the image on a coin. So, first of all, the first question is, why do you call him Binan Shal Kedoshim? Call him Kedoshim. Benon Shal Kedoshim. So who said? I think one of the Mepharshim say, who is it? The Lechem Sesarim. No, it's like he's a Ben Torah. Doesn't mean he's a son of a Torah. He's a Ben Torah. Right? He's a Ben Kadosh. Right? You're talking to him. You're not talking to his father. Benon Shal Kedoshim. I mean the son of a... No, he's a Ben Torah. He's a Ben Kadosh. That's what it means. Means he's acquired Torah, he's acquired Kedusha, right? Tosfos asks, why is he a Kaddosh for this? It's an Isser. He wouldn't look at images on coins. He says it's an Isser to do that, right? Usher to look at the Dyukna on a Mateya, because it says, Al Tifnu El Po Elilim, right? Now let's do that. Tosfos answers, what, you're going to look at George Washington and you don't want to worship George Washington? No, it's not Mastava. Why not? Because it's Ruggil. It's a currency. No, but it's already here. It's currency. But he was still Mastava. Everybody yells. It's not an Isser. Why? Because it's my money. I'm looking for the Zaras. The whole Isser doesn't apply. If it applies, it applies. But by the currency in the town, you know? Right? So he, that's what he was Machmer. That's what it means that he was Machmer. Okay. Anyway, my time at demand the parish. Why would somebody not walk on the sidewalk? Sabala kiyad amar of gidol amar of chia by Yosef amar Rab menayin l'tak roves avodas kochavim she'ein la b'teila olamit. How do you know that something used for avodah zarah can never be bittel? You can never make it bittel. Not you. Not a different guy. Not this guy that worships. Not any other guy. It can never. Shenemar, like it says. Vayitzmedu leBaal Pa'or, and they attached the Pasuk in Tehillim, and they attached themselves in Baal Pa'or. Vayochu zivchei Matim, and they ate from the table of Matim. Ma mace elo v'teila laolam, just like a mace never can have can never become bustle. A mace can't be bustle, also forever. Right? Tuma it's never going away. Af takrovus avodas v'chavim ein la v'teila laolam. Okay, it's never going away. Therefore, these stones were used as a worship, as a takrovet, right? It's an offering to the idol, It's never becoming mutter. I can't walk on the sidewalk. Uman the low parish. Aye, what about those that held it's not an issue, you can walk on the sidewalk? Amar, they said like this. Be'ina k'ed panim v'leka. The only time a takrobet, this is different than an idol itself. Idol itself has different rules. We're talking about now an offering. The only time offerings are usher is if they resemble offerings that took place in the Beit HaMikdash. Since there's no such thing as offering a stone in the Beit HaMikdash, there's no such animal. No such thing. It doesn't exist. Since it doesn't exist, the itzer is not forever, and therefore you can live about to live. Doesn't make a difference, right? Yanai, it's all bittel. So it's okay to walk on. Okay? Now, for the rest of the day, we're going to discuss that issue. Up, and then through the door. Oh, so that's so we said okay. We're assuming that these stones were thrown onto the idol. Right. If it's an idol itself, then there's a different problem. Because that's an idol, it's an avodah zarah itself, also asavana, and then that's the whole other shayla of bittul, which we're gonna get to. They made a temple out of it. It must be. Some of the stones were used as an offering. Otherwise, tomorrow can't happen. Right, so it must be the stones were used as an offering. Used as an offering, but pen. If it resembles an offering in the Beit HaMikdash, asa forever. Okay, no bitter. What are those offerings in the Beit HaMikdash? Shchita. Rashi said it. What? Zrika. Right? Shtachavah. Also bowing. That's the form of worship that you do. There's no item. Just bowing. We'll see. We'll get to it. Right? But throwing stones on it was a form of worshiping it. That was the takrobet. I did say that also it was part of making the Marcula stone statue bigger, but I was still worshiping it. Because once you started with the statue, you threw stones at it, you made it bigger, but those stones were considered worshiping it. So they have a din of a takrobet. Anything like this in the Beit HaMikdash, the answer is no. Therefore, it's mutter b'hanah. Not mutter b'hanah. Therefore, there can be bittul. Okay? Therefore, there's bittul. Now, Amar Rav Yosef bar Abba, Ikla Rabba bar Yirmiya la Asron, Rabba bar Yirmiya did not learn Daf Nun Amar Aleph. He didn't know what we just said. So therefore, he comes into town the following b'raisa. V'asa v'aisi matnita b'yada. He brings a b'raisa. It says like this. Who brings the stones from Marakulis, not the idol itself, the takrovet, the worshiping, the way you worship it, not the idol itself, right? And he took those stones and they made a sidewalk out of it. Muteret Yisrael Shahavi Shehavi Muteret. That's Muter. Yisrael shehevi avonim in a markulis. If a Jew did this, the chifa ben drachim v'tatoz, asura. That's us. Why? Because we learned yesterday and the day before, a Jew can never be mevatel avodah zarah that he worships. Never. So then he says, "Bless nagar." Nagar means a carpenter. It's saying a talmud chacham. Bless nagar. There's no expert below ben nagar or the son of an expert. The afrikine that can make this make any sense. Can't make this make any sense. But he didn't learn Amar Aleph. He didn't know that. He didn't know that the reason why it's mutter is because it's not worship. It's not a Beit HaMikdash avoda. Therefore, it could be bittul. Amar Sheshes, I know a low nagar. Says Rav Sheshes, I'm not a talmud chacham. Right? Says Rav Sheshes, I'm a regular guy. Below ben nagar, I'm not a son of a talmud chacham. I know, am I upariknale? And I can still answer the question. My kushile, Rav Gidl. What was Rav Gidl's big kasha? But inon ke'ein panim v'leka. It has to resemble in worship inside the base of Mikdash, and it simply doesn't. Stones don't meet that criteria. Therefore, the guy can revotle them, and you can use them for the sidewalk. Okay? Now we're going to go off on a complete tangent about, once we mentioned the story about Rabba Bar Yirmiya bringing a brisa that he couldn't figure out, he's going to bring another brisa that he couldn't figure out. This one, Taka, we're not going to be able to figure out. because it's going to be a little difficult, and it's all about Chalamoid and Shemitah. Okay, here we go. Amar of Yosef or Abba. Iklu Abba Bar Yirmiyah La'asbein. Abba Bar Yirmiyah came to our town. Ba'asa, he came. Ba'aisi Masisa Biyadeh. And he brought the following member. Ready? Maslian, you're allowed to take the worms out of wood, right? Umizahamin, and you can. What's how they translate mizahamin? Apply something rancid. Apply some foul smelling something on a tree, so that the tree shouldn't die. So you're allowed to take the worms out of a tree, and you're allowed to apply, you know, some foul smelling something to a tree, b'shvius, on Shemitah. Why? Because the issue of working on Shemitah is to improve the tree. But to keep it a status quo, that it doesn't get worse, that's not an issue of Shemitah. Therefore, take the worms out, it's not improving the tree. Yeah, I'm improving it immediately. My real kavana is that it shouldn't get worse. Also, it shouldn't die, right. However, the aim is lean with diamond b'mayin. I can't do that on Chalamoyin. I'm not allowed to take the worms out. I'm not allowed to do that. Kan v'kan, whether it's Shemitah or Chalamoyin, ain megazmin. You're not allowed to prune. Okay, you're not allowed to prune trees. The sachin shemen legazim. But you're allowed to pour oil on a prune. Let's say you cut off a branch because you want the tree to improve. You did that before Chalamoyin. You did that before Yadav. Now on Chalamoyin, you notice you're allowed to put oil there to prevent the decay from getting worse. That you're allowed to do. Bein b'moed, bein b'shvius. Whether it's Yontif, Chalamoyin, or Shemitah. And Veles Nagar, Veles Bar Nagar, different kinik. Nobody can answer that. I don't know if this price doesn't make any sense to me. Again, Chalamoyin has, okay, very complicated. What you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do in the field. So this is very complicated. So this price, I just gave a few examples comparing it to Shemitah. Some things you can do in Shemitah, you can't do Chalamoyin, vice versa. Says Rabba, what is this? Rabba Bar Yirmia. I can't make sense out of this price. Amar Ravina, Anolo Nagarana, below Bar Nagarana. I'm not such a wise man. My father's not a wise man either. Amar Pekinale, I will try to answer him. But we're not going to end up answering him. We're going to try now. My Kakashale, what was his big Kasha? Ilema, Moed Ashvias Kakashale. What's his Kasha? Why on Shemitah are you allowed to take the worms out of a tree? And on Chalamoyin, you're not allowed to do that. Maishna Bashvias, the Shari, two things. You can take the worms out, and you can put foul-smelling stuff on the tree so it shouldn't decay further. But Maishna Moed the author. How come on Chalamoyin the author? That was his Kasha? Me dummy. How could you compare Shemitah to Chalamoyin? Bishvias, Malacha Aser Rachmana. On Shemitah, you're not allowed to work the ground. It's not working the ground. It's not working the ground at all. First of all, I'm in the tree, which is not the ground. Second of all, but that's the issue. I'm not doing malacha. What am I doing? Taking the worms out of it. I'm not a malacha. Tircha shari. To be tircha, that you're allowed to do in Shemitah. To be busy. Moed, I feel tircha nami yasser. On Chalamoyin is a special thing. To get malacha. Even tircha yisera. Right? Even changing a flat top, all these types of things. Tircha yisera, you shouldn't do on Chalamoyin. So you're going to go, listen, I'm off today, Chalamoyin. You know, today I'll go to the field and I'll work on my job. I'm doing malacha, I'm not doing any malacha. That's not an out. Right? That's the difference. What was the big kasha? That can't be the kasha. Ella, here's the kasha. Zihum agizo. On Shemitah, kakashale. Maishna zihum nishari. How come zihum, applying this foul-smelling stuff on the branches, that you're allowed to do? Umaishna gizum to asr. And how come pruning you're not allowed to do? Why? So again, me dummy? That was his kasha? Zihum ok me ilanit. What does zihum do? What's zihum? Zihum again is putting the foul smell and stuff. All that does is let the tree maintain itself at its status quo. Bashari, that's mutter. Gizum, you know what gizum does? Pruning? Avruy ilana. That improves the tree, you know? That's really working on the tree. That you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. You're not allowed to land. To make sure that the land doesn't deteriorate, that you're allowed to do. That's zihum. That's zihum. You don't have to lose. You don't have to go backwards on Shemitah. So if the trees need upkeep, they need maintenance, the keep them at the status quo, that's mutter. That's zihum. So go out there and go pruning, you're going ahead of the game. That can all do it for you. That's the big difference.
It couldn't have been a cop.
Right? But usher, that's going to be usher on Shemitah. The Gemara says, you're right. The kasha was this brisa compared to other brisa. In other words, this brisa is internally very consistent. The problem is other brisas. The Ella, azihum kakashali. You know what the kasha was? What was bothered with him was, again, zihum, pouring this foul-smelling stuff to keep the branches status quo, right? Kakashali. The Katani, it says, our Mishnah said, our brisa that Rabbi Yirmiyah brought said, maslian. Maslian means you can take the worms out, umizahamin, and you can do zihum, bashvias, on Shemitah. Verminhi, wait a minute, it's a Mishnah in Shvias, it says like this, mizahamin atanatios, you're allowed to do this zihum to saplings, to plantings, the karchinosan, and you're allowed to wrap, right, wrap saplings so that they don't get ruined. The kotminosan, what's a kotmin? You can cut them? What? Oh, you can put ashes on them. The oath will have button. You can make little houses for them, little some kind of protection. Umashkinosan, you can water them ad Rosh Hashanah, until Rosh Hashanah of this end of the sixth year. Right? Even though we hold that already from Rosh Chodesh Elul, you're supposed to not do any more work. But for these types of things, they were makel because it's really necessary. But only for Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, add Rosh Hashanah in, Bishvi is low. Not on Shemitah. And the bride said, Rabbi Yirmiyah brought, said, on Shemitah you can do this. So it's a stira. Right? So the Gemara says, not such a stira. Dilma, maybe. Kidra of Ukvar Bar Chama, like Ukvar Bar Chama said in a similar context. The Amar of Ukvar Bar Chama, Trey Kishkushi Habi. There's two types of digging under an olive tree. Chad la bruya ilone. One makes you're digging, you're hoeing to make the tree better. That's awesome. Chad, one, lastume pile. The only reason you're doing it is so that the tree shouldn't dry out and die. Shari, that's mutter. Hachanami, here too. Trey zilme habi. There's two types of applying this rancid, this foul-smelling stuff. Chad la kume ilone. One is just to keep the tree in the status quo. It shouldn't deteriorate. That's sure, that's mutter. You don't have to have your stuff deteriorate on Shemitah. You can't make it better. So that's mutter. The chad, lucky lane, the author. And one is to improve it, and it's author. So in the Mishnah in Shemitah, you have to stop Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because what you're doing is improvement. That's author in Shemitah. The price that he brought was what? Was just to keep it at a status quo, that the tree shouldn't deteriorate. That's mutter. There is no food. Ella, last try. Second to last try. Here was the problem. The problem was sicha, pouring the oil on the pruned location. Asicha, on a different memra about pouring it. Kakashale, the katani, the mishnah that the bright that Rabbi Yehuda brought said. Sachin shemen legazim. You're allowed to apply oil on a pruned area. Bein b'moed, bein b'shviyas. Whether it's chalamoid or again, you pruned it beforehand. Now you pruned it erev yontem. Now you come out of chalamoid, you know, erev shvita or erev yontem. Now you come out of chalamoid, you come out a month later in shvita, and you know it's fine to decay after a little bit. You don't want to ruin the tree, so you're allowed to pour oil on it to keep it status quo. Verminhi, but the mission shviyas says like this: sachin es hapagin, you're allowed to shmear dates, right? Not dates, figs. On unripe figs, umenakvin, you can pierce them, umefatmin osan, you try to fatten them up, you give them a little air, you'll fatten them up, you're allowed to do all that. When? Add Rosh Hashanah. Until Rosh Hashanah. Add Rosh Hashanah in, Shvi is low. The bride said, Rabbi Yehuda brought said, you're allowed to smear oil on Shemitah. This one says you're not allowed to. The Gemara says, "Hey, me dummy again." Hacha, same answer. Hacha, ok me ilane. When vishari, the price that we said it's mutter is because again, you just want the tree not to deteriorate. Hasam, the Mishnah there in Shvi is pitume peire. You're doing it to fatten up the fruit. That's usher. Amalei Rosama braids of Ashilor Vina Bar Yirmiya Sicha demoed. Azihum demoed. Here was the kasha. The kasha was chalamoid. Forget speaking down. The kasha was chalamoid. How come you're allowed to pour oil on a pruned area? You pruned it before Yantar. They come chalamoid, you notice it's no good. You're allowed to pour oil there, right? But zihum, pouring some foul smelling things on chalamoid, that you're not allowed to do. What's the difference? Kakashale. What's the difference? Michti. Ho kime, bo kime. Both of them are done to keep the tree the status quo. Maishna hai the shari, maishna hai dasar. Why is oil mutter and foul smelling is dasar? Why? You know what? I don't have an answer for that. Right? Hanu dekaru. That's why he said, less naga, but less bar naga, different kine. Nobody can make this make any sense. I can't figure it out. I think it's just a... What? I hear what you're saying. I think it's Enfil. I'm not a Novi. I'm not a Ben Novi. Right? In other words, I'm so nothing. I don't think it's disparaging. I think it's just an exaggeration. It's just an exaggeration. Look at me. I'm such a nothing. I'm not even the son of a somebody. Right? I hear what you say. I think it's just an exaggeration. I don't think he meant it. Okay, so we can do a little more because we have a few more minutes. We'll do a little more. Tomorrow's not as long. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Okay, that ended the discussion of Chalamoid. There's no answer to that. He said it. Doesn't make any sense. Why on Chalamoid are you allowed to pour oil so that the tree shouldn't deteriorate on a pruned branch, but you can't put foul-smelling stuff on a pruned branch? Put the same idea, but the point is that the tree shouldn't deteriorate. But we're assuming it's the same. So it's the same thing. So why is one mutter, why is one not? I don't know. Halakha l'maaseh, I don't know the answer. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Now back to Avodah Zarah. So Avodah, listen to this, Gemara, it's very, very difficult. Avodah Kochavim, she'ovdin osa b'makal. The way they worship the Avodah Zarah is they take a stick and they hit the Avodah Zarah with the stick. Shavar makal, and the stick breaks, b'foneha, in front of the idol, chayim. You're chayev. Why are you chayev? Because, listen to this, having a stick break is very similar to shechita. Why? Because shechita breaks the neck of an animal, and this stick is being broken. So it's the same thing, it's in the Beit HaMikdash. However, zarak makal b'funeh, if you throw a stick at the idol, putter. That's putter. Amalei Abaye l'Rava, maishna shever, tahavalei ke'ein zvicha. Why is breaking the stick mutter? Because it's like shechita, right? Zarak nami, havalei ke'ein zrika. So throwing a stick at it should be the same thing. It's like zrika. The answer is going to be hair splitting. Amalei, so Rava answers back, ve'ina zrika mishtaberes. We need the only time that zrika is in the Beit HaMikdash is mishtaberes, which means that the oil breaks. The oil doesn't break. Blood, zrika, doesn't break. But how do they translate mishtaberes? Shatters, right? In other words, blood disperses because it's dropped, right? Veleka. Here, you have one stick. You don't have that. You have one stick. You threw the stick. That's not like sprinkling blood. But breaking the stick is yes, like shechita. It's mamash hair splitting. No? Very, 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 very difficult. What? No, but the act of shechita, is breaking the animal, so to speak. We're going to have tomorrow, what if you shech the grasshopper? So you don't have to shech the grasshopper. What if you shech the grasshopper? Is that considered a shechita or not? A whole tumult tomorrow. Right. You're absolutely correct, but shechita is still similar. It's very, very stretch. It's a big stretch. Listen to this. Eight feet. Mm-hmm. No, takrovet. I'm worshiping the idol. How am I worshiping it? I throw a stick at it. The method. I'm throwing a stick. That's the way of worshiping the idol. Why would anybody worship an idol that way? I don't have to answer that question. I don't have to find the excuses for them. So you hear? But it's not like Zrika. Very different. So different. What about breaking a sickle? That's the exact same thing as shlita. Each day, listen to this. Abaye says trava. We have a Abaye that says like this. Safas la soa. If you feed soa, you stuff an animal. You stuff the mouth of an avodah zara with soa. Oh, shenizeh lefanel of it, or you pour a urinal in front of it. Shamei raglayim of urine. Chayiv. You're chayiv. Why chayiv? Why chayiv? Because that's very similar to tzvika. Okay? So that's the Gemara. Ika. I understand that. Why? Because Rika Mishtaberes. Right? El Tsoa. But Tsoa is not liquidy. My Zrika Mishtaberes Ika. How does that like Zrika? Answers the Gemara. Tsoa Lecha. No, it's talking about liquidy Tsoa. So therefore, it's the same thing as Rika. Even if you throw it at it. But the whole huge issue, what the word Safas means. My focus, Rashi told us what the word Safas means. Whatever it means, same idea. But the exact definition of the word is, how do they translate the word Safas? Safas. I guarantee that. Sosta. I guarantee there's a footnote there. Bed. What? So Rashi said, Achila Tsoa. You said it. Right, so Tosfa, Rashi says it means to feed it. Tosfa says it means to sprinkle. Right, but that's exactly the point. The point is, but since there are two times it's usher. Number one, no, it's a very important point. Number one, if that's the way it's served. So we all know, everyone knows, the Baal Pa'ar was served, they go to the bathroom in front of it. This is the machlok is there, if this is Pa'ar. This is Pa'ar anyway. Number two, even if it's not served that way, if it's the way it was done in the basic mikdash, it's usher anyway. You hear? So if you sprinkle dam in front of Markulis, Markulis not served like that. That's still no good. Why? Because it was not in the basic mikdash. What are we saying here? Even though Tsoa was nowhere near the basic mikdash, but it was the same sprinkling. It's a big stretch. I said it's a big stretch. And it's still usher. Why? Because it was done in the basic mikdash. The service was done in the basic mikdash. Not the actual... The act of sprinkling, the idea, the category of sprinkling existed. Very, very difficult tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to keep on going with this. Maybe, I'm only halfway done. Maybe it'll be fleshed out tomorrow. All right? We will, what? What do you say? Fleshed out. Everyone have a good day.